Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An NYPD officer shot last night in the Bronx is now out of the hospital, and police say a suspect is in custody after shooting another cop this morning inside the 41st Precinct Station House. Let's get the latest live from 1010 Winds reporter Drew Scott.
Sonia, it was quite a scene. That cop shot last night in the South Bronx went home to a flourish of bagpipes and applause from dozens of his fellow officers. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says they're certain that the suspect is the same man who attacked both the officer last night on his patrol van and the police lieutenant at the 41 precinct. Now, Shea says the alleged shooter's gun has been seized. It's been sent to the lab to compare the bullets in both attacks. The commissioner says the perp has a long criminal record and was convicted back in 2002 in a violent carjacking and shootout with police. The police lieutenant, by the way, is recovering well, according to the commissioner, and he may be released as well very soon. Drew Scott, 1010 Winds, live at Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx.
Now, Commissioner Shea also pointed out that there were recently some anti-police demonstrations, or at least demonstrations with a lot of anti-police language. He says the same thing happened right before the murders of officers Wen-Jen Liu and Rafael Ramos in 2014, and he says this is not unrelated.
You have to be careful about the words you use, whether it's on social media or in written papers or speaking, because words matter, and words affect people's behavior.
And this is no doubt affecting many NYPD officers right now. For more on that, we go live to the 41st Precinct Station House and 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
And Sonia, you know, we talk to police officers on the street all the time. They don't give their names, but they're always friendly and courteous and do their job. Except here today, they are very jittery, to say the least, after this here, and not really wanting to say much and actually not feeling in the mood to talk at all. PBA President Pat Lynch is talking. He calls all of this a double miracle that they're not preparing for two police funerals in the days ahead. Lynch says he warned about this, that it would happen. He cites bail reform and a lack of support for police.
The city is sliding, and it's sliding rapidly. If a police officer gets shot this number of times in 12 hours, what's going to happen on our subway system? What's going to happen at our bus stops? What's going to happen when you walk to the corner store?
Now, here at the 41st Precinct, still a major crime scene, Sonia, for blocks in every direction. Still a very active investigation. You mentioned the police commissioner. Dermot Shea is actually inside visiting with some of the rank and file here, and they're also going to hold a community vigil outside the precinct tonight at 5, and we'll be here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live in Longwood Avenue and Southern Boulevard here in the Bronx.